More than 16,000 hectares of rich farming land in New South Wales' Liverpool Plains that was earmarked for an open-cut mine has been bought back by landholders after a decade-long battle. The deal was struck after the state government paid Chinese mining company Shenhua $100 million to abandon its plans. Locals fought tirelessly to prevent the development, which they say would have polluted the state's food bowl. The new owners, 12 local families and a corporate body, say they'll use the site for sheep, cattle and cropping production. Fiona Simpson is a Liverpool Plains farmer and president of the National Farmers Federation. Welcome to breakfast. And happy
Thanks,
New Year.
Hamish. Yeah, happy New Year to you too.
How on earth has this happened? Explain what's gone on.
Well, obviously this land was bought by Shenhua very early on in the process. Actually, I remember them saying to the community, our decision is we're going to buy the land really early. We need certainty. We're going to pay above the odds. So they bought some land from willing sellers back in the day. And then, of course, the community largely, though, didn't agree that this was the best place for a coal mine. We thought it was the best place for agriculture. And the community has fought very long and very hard to make sure that this land is kept for agriculture and destined for agriculture. So we became a little more confident in the last year or so that that was going to be the case. Local landholders, as part of the licence that Shenhua held, they were required to relinquish that land if the mine didn't proceed. And so local landholders, I think, have been eyeing off this land for a very long time, just waiting and wanting to get it back and to purchase it back and to do their bit for planning for the future of their farms. And so now that it's come on the market, a really great marketing campaign, I have to say, and selling campaign by CBRE that was sensitive to that, because there were a lot of big purchasers, as I understand it, in the room, wanting to return that land to family farmers if ever they could, and we're being very flexible about that. And now, you know, 12 of our local farming families have been able to buy land that complements their own holdings, that secures the future of their farms for future generations, and it's just a really, really exciting and satisfying almost end, hopefully, Hamish, to this decade-long battle that we've had.
Can you help us understand the financials, though? $100 million, some of that, though, is that public money? Who now owns the land?
So the land, there is some public land in there that I would understand has not been sold, Crown land. But other than that, the land that was originally held by local farming interests is now back in the hands of local farming interests. So farmers have had to go into the open market to buy the land at a competitive market price. And I think looking at those figures, there's different sorts of land. So in terms of agricultural land, floodplain land is priced differently to ridge country land, and more productive land has a higher value than other land. So, I'm you know, it's very difficult to estimate the prices paid, but it does look like, you know, it's up there in terms of the price that these farmers have had to pay. But as I say, for them, you know, so exciting to be able to extend their businesses, extend their family succession plans, and were able to compete in the open market against many, 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 many keen buyers for this very, very valuable agricultural land.
So there's one local farmer, an anti-coal mine campaigner, Andrew Pursehouse, said that Shenhua paid local farmers 5 to 10 times what properties were worth 13 years ago to secure the project. Mm. That's a pretty big shift then in the economics, isn't it, of coal production if they've now been able to buy it back?
Yes, it is. And, you know, back in the day when these, not just Shenhua, but also the BHP licences were announced, as a community, we decided that, you know, we needed to act. If we wanted to stop the coal mines at that time, we needed to act and act very swiftly. And then we knew that we were in for a long battle. And we always thought that the economics and the sustainability of agriculture in the Liverpool Plains would always trump that over open-cut coal mines here in our really sensitive ecosystems with deep black soils and wonderful underground water resources. And so I guess now, you know, the economics, it's come to pass. We've held them out for so long that now we're able to plant safely and sustainably for a strong agricultural future in the Liverpool Plains, which is what local families have always wanted.
23 new coal projects are proposed in New South Wales, total production capacity equivalent to 15 Adani-sized mines. A lot of those as we understand it, won't get up. But the federal, and to a lesser extent, the state government appears to be committed to coal. Why?
Well, you'd have to ask them. That's their policy platform. But I really think that people in coal mining areas do need to have the same sort of security as we have in agriculture. They need to know what the plan is for their future. And that was a battle that we always fought here on the Liverpool Plains, where we made it really a very locally focused campaign about the Liverpool Plains, about this area's potential for agriculture and the sustainability of our natural resources. So, you know, now we do need to chart a path for our future. I think the community, the business community, many people around Australia with climate change upon us really do recognise the need to that everybody needs certainty, everybody needs security. And, you know, that's what government and that's what political parties need to take into account when they're actually assessing their policy platforms.
We'll leave it there. Fiona Simpson, good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks, Hamish.
Fiona Simpson, President of the National Farmers Federation and a Liverpool Plains farmer.